Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Home Instead Senior Care Podcast. In this podcast, we talk about everything there is to do with later life. So it might be working in care, planning for later life, or just all around stories and information about later life. So this week is You Can Care Week. So first off, we're going to talk about what it's like working in care. And we're going to talk to Samantha Crew, the Deputy Care Manager of the Swindon office of Home Instead Senior Care, and finding out all there is to know about working in care. So just to introduce myself, my name is Toby Kirk. I'm the Community Development Officer here at Home Instead Senior Care, Swindon and Oxford. My role is to engage with local businesses and organisations in the community and spreading information and awareness about later life, whether that be planning or just information in general. I also organise and help host local community events in the area on the same sorts of topics, really, whether we share information about dementia awareness or powers of attorney, anything to do with later life planning. We create events and share that information with anyone who wants to listen to it, basically. I'm also here with Samantha Crew, who is the Deputy Care Manager of the Home Instead Swindon branch. Sam, if you could just tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, of course, no problem. So I'm Samantha. I'm the Deputy Care Manager here at Swindon Home Instead and Vale of Whitehorse. My role is to support the Care Manager, Chloe, with managing operations on a day-to-day basis. We ensure that clients are receiving the highest standard of care, that they're kept safe, and that they can remain independent living in their own homes, of course. We also ensure that we recruit the very best caregivers who have the biggest hearts and truly do want to make a difference.
Brilliant. Sounds like a busy role.
Yeah, very.
So this week is You Can Care Week, which is basically a campaign where we try and get as many people as we can to get involved in working in care. So Sam, can you tell me a little bit about what You Can Care Week is?
Yeah, of course. So You Can Care Week is about getting as many people into the industry of caregiving as possible. It's also about trying to address some of the myths and stigma that sits with the caregiving role that some people do have in their minds. We like to be able to sort of face those myths and sort of, you know, dissolve those, as majority of them are not true. Things such as, I'm too old to be a caregiver, I'm too young to be a caregiver. It's not the case. Also, in general as well, what the actual caregiving role is about. So some people hear the word caregiver or carer, and they instinctively go to complex personal care, toileting and things like that. Personal care is anything that requires any kind of skin contact. So it could even be helping somebody put their socks on, put their tights on. That would be classed as personal care. It is a very, very broad spectrum, and unfortunately it's something that people just go to, but it's trying to let everybody know that that is not the case.
But the the other sort of differentiating point as well is it's a lot of it is about the building of the relationships as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so at Home Instead we are relationship led, we're not task led. So we do visits of a minimum of 1 hour, which enables a caregiver and a client to build a bond and a relationship, which is very important. Obviously, you know, we're going into people's homes and they need to be able to trust and you know, get to know the person who is going into their home. It's not about sort of, you know, rushing in, doing the washing up, doing this, doing that, and then leaving. We build relationships with our clients and we get to know them as a person, as opposed to, you know, just what do they need to help them out that day. It's about them as a person and building a relationship.
Yeah. So off the back of that, so what would you say a caregiver looks like?
You and I, everybody. Anyone can be a caregiver. As long as you've got a passion to want to make things better, to provide independence for people, and to enrich their day-to-day lives, I think a caregiver can look like anybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely anybody. There isn't a specific prototype for a caregiver.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a vast majority of people can fit into the quote-unquote job description as such, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. it's something that I think a lot of people don't think they can ever do. Sometimes, you know, they come across it in their life and they think, I'd like to start, you know, I'd like to try something new. And they never leave. They never leave the profession. Mm. It's something that's very close to their heart and they continue that way. That's what happened with me. That's what happened with lots of people that I know in this industry. It's something that you sort of go into, and especially with a company like Home Instead, as it's relationship led, you know, you are building relationships with people. It isn't just about providing a service.
Yeah. So when you mentioned the myths about working in care earlier, apart from the personal care side of things, what are some of the sort of the myths that frequently crop up, as it were?
Okay, so let's think of the most common ones. So the pay in care is not very good. That's generally quite a regular one that you'd get. That isn't the case. Obviously, it's a different, you know, a different pay rate probably from company to company, which I completely understand. However, you know, in some companies, they are recognising that caregivers are doing a certain type of job and that job should be paid accordingly. At Home Instead, we pay very competitively. We pay over the odds for our caregivers. And we show them, you know, our appreciation. We pay travel time, we pay waiting time, we pay mileage. It's all those kind of things that do add up at the time that you spend in your job. So that's sort of the money side of it. You know, I've never done anything like this before, therefore I couldn't give it a go. I've spent my whole life working in an office environment, therefore I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be able to go out and be a caregiver. Again, it's not the case. It doesn't matter what you've done before. It's something, if your heart is in the right place and you do have the availability to facilitate the visits with the people that are vulnerable, that are relying on you, and you can build that relationship, then there shouldn't be a problem there. Mm. Things to do with people's family time as well. I think some people think, oh, you know, it won't just will not fit into my life. And that is definitely not the case. We have lots of caregivers at Home Instead who fit their job around their family life. Their family life does not fit around their job. Which is obviously, you know, very important, especially with people, some people who have got dependents and children at home. It doesn't take over their life, but it's also, you know, it's still a job that they're happy in and they can stay in, and it's a job that they enjoy, and that's the Absolutely. Biggest thing of it, really. Yeah. It doesn't have an impact then if they're not spending time at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I'm sure that there's
loads.
There is loads, yeah. and like you said a minute ago about how people say, oh, I've never done anything like that before. Mm-hmm. Training wise, like what's the sort of the caregiver sort of training plan and support, as it were?
Okay, so when we have new caregivers come with us, they come to what we call our welcome week, which is like the induction. It's 4.5 days. And we have quite a very full training program. We will train on moving and handling, medication, aging process, all around being safe and ensuring standards are upheld and things like that whilst they're in their role. However, also going forward after Welcome Week, we have a mentoring system. So everybody is allocated a mentor. So they have somebody there for a support network to reach out to. And they also have those people with them on their first visits. We carry out support visits and things like that. And going forward from that, if there is any kind of training that they would be interested in, they need to just let us know and we can try and arrange that for them. That's not a problem. We're very sort of, we want to make sure that everybody is the best in their role as they can be. And if there's some training that they would like to, you know, try out and do, to try and build on their existing skill set, then we're more than happy, you know, if possible, if we can make that happen, of course. We also have an online learning platform, which is continuous, which is something so everybody has their own individual tailored platform to themselves. So they're able to complete their care certificate online now as well. They're also able to apply for different types of development learning, so lots of e-learning online. They're then issued with a certificate for everything that they complete. However, there are lots of things that are available to them that they can't access straight away, but if they can see that they can have the chance to do it, then they can request it, and I can give permission for them to access that part of e-learning, and then they can complete it. There's lots and lots of things to do to keep the training going constantly in the background, because things do change, and as much as you can do refreshers and things like that, I think it's easier to keep it steady all the way through, which seems to really work with our caregivers. Yeah. They really feel supported and trained, and which is the aim of the game, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the training aspect also sort of leans on the sort of career progression element as well, that there is always room to go.
Definitely. Yeah, some people say, oh, you know, there's no career progression in care. I can, for one, say that it's definitely not true. I started out as a caregiver, and I'm now deputy care manager. I went from being a caregiver, I came into the office to do some administration part time. I then from that went to do full time administration, and then from that I took over care coordinator, which is to do with the schedules and making sure everything, you know, operationally is running with the schedules. And then from there I am now deputy care manager. So I think that's definitely sort of, you know, career progression in that sense. And a lot of people, some of the people that work in management, in the care and support services, they have all started as caregivers. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's the best way. Not to say that it wouldn't be right to not, but sometimes to have that understanding from you know, the people that you're dealing with. So when caregivers come in and we give them interviews, we can sit and say to them, you know, we do know and we do understand because we've been where you are. Mm-hmm. It's something that we can relate to. And yeah, I think that does help massively, especially sort of, you know, any sort of problems that they come across. Majority of us have all experienced the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. We're able to provide support on a more relatable level than if we hadn't done the job, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. It seems like a really ideal way to sort of work as well, isn't it? And just being able to have that relatable experience is just
definitely
is ideal, isn't it? And knowing that the caregivers knowing that there is there's someone there who has walked their shoes, as it were.
And, yeah, that's right. And I think it's also it's important to sort of mention that I think it's sometimes in a caregiver's eyes as well, it's something that we wouldn't be asking them to do something we haven't done ourselves, which I think gives a nice balance between sort of, you know, we always say we have our office team and our caregiver team, but we don't see it like that. We are a team, and that is our field caregivers and our office team, and we're a team together. It's not a separate entity.
Yeah.
If visits need to be facilitated and emergencies and sickness occur, the office team will facilitate visits. We're no different than the others, not at all.
Yeah. So, going on from this, then I guess we've covered quite a few of the questions which kind of come up already. But can you think of any other sort of frequently asked questions that a caregiver might ask you, or a prospective caregiver might ask you, before taking that sort of first step or inquiring about working in care or as such? I mean, there's I guess until you've actually taken a look at the role in general, there's like you won't necessarily come across those questions straight away, but it's like you said, the myths that about working in care is we have that sort of, all of those myths that you might have heard, we break those down and we got answers and different differentiators for all of them as such.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's the thing, for Home Instead, it's trying to change the face on both sides. So, you know, we talk about our clients and we sort of say, you know, we're trying to change the face of aging. And that really is true. You know, we're going from the stigmas that it always used to be, you know, I can't do this anymore, so I can't stay at home. that's not the case. If there can be something to be put in place to ensure that person can be independent within their home with just a little bit of support and assistance, it, you know, there's no reason that shouldn't be the case and that shouldn't be the outcome.
Yeah.
And the same goes with the caregiver side of it. You know, does it work around my life? Do I have to be a driver to do this job? No, of course it would, you know, it does have some effect on the span of work that you can be offered. Purely because obviously, you know, it's more difficult to get from A to B without being a driver, but it doesn't mean that you can't become a caregiver. We have walking caregivers who don't have to, who rely on public transport and they don't drive, and they facilitate visits with their clients. They've built relationships, and their clients, you know, they don't want anybody else. It doesn't change them as a person just because of that one thing. Mm-hmm. They're willing to put in the effort and get the public transport and everything else to get to their client. They understand. And certain things sort of, you know, do I have to be available every single hour of the day? No, not at all. You know, we do understand that there is a work and life balance that needs to be found. Don't get me wrong, that's a lot easier said than done for lots of us. However, it's something that we are very aware of in the sense of when it comes to our caregivers. They need a work-life balance. You cannot continue to, you know, just run and run and run. It doesn't work that way. So, yes, of course, you know, core times are always best for everybody because that's the best time for our clients. That's when they're, you know, the need is there and the requirement is needed. So it's mornings and bedtimes, to be honest, majority, and most of the time lunchtime. But you can, whatever you can offer as a caregiver time-wise is, it's something, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
You can make a difference within that 1 hour to somebody. Mm. That's a big difference than not doing it at all.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. So, if I wanted to apply to be a caregiver today, what's the process? Where do I start?
Okay, so you can give us a call at the office. So it's
01793 232 505.
Okay, and if you are in the Oxford and Whitney area, you can call 01865 841 362. No.
I can't remember the number. It's slipped off the top of my head.
That's fine. I know your number. Yeah. You know mine. That's great.
But yeah, you'll be able to find each Home Instead office easily on Google. Just type in Home Instead Senior Care Swindon or Home Instead Senior Care Oxford, and you'll be able to get all the information you need about contacting us. Once you've got down to this, where do we go from there?
Okay, so you'll be put in contact with one of our recruitment coordinators, and they'll have a chat with you about the role, see if obviously it's something that you want to go into a bit more in depth. Obviously, if everything's, if you're happy with everything and you're wanting to progress further with your application, we'll invite you in for a interview, face-to-face interview, where we can get to know you a little bit more. And once that interview is completed, we'll have an idea of what your expectation of hours is and earnings and things like that. Obviously, if there's a mutual fit and we feel that we would be able to support you in your expectation, then you would be invited to our Welcome Week. And once you're on Welcome Week, you do your first 2.5 days. And at the end of those 2.5 days, if everybody's happy, both parties, you know, you're happy with us, we're happy with you. In the sense of, you know, sort of everything you've learned about the company over the last 2.5 days, then you'll be issued a contract to work for Home Instead. And you'll be set free with your mentor and supported through the next 7 to 8 weeks of your touchpoint process.
Fantastic. So, short answer to all of that, apply to be a caregiver.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Sam, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
No,
our first episode of our podcast that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks and covering a variety of topics. But yeah, keep an eye out for further ones. And if you want to be a caregiver, get in touch with Home Instead Senior Care Swindon or Home Instead Senior Care Oxford, and we can get the ball rolling for you.